بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، يا خير خلق الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، يا خاتم رسل الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، يا إمام النبيين والمرسلين، يا قائد الغر المحجلين. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، يا صاحب الحوض المورود، يا صاحب اللواء المعقود. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، يا سيد ولد آدم. السلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. من بعيد وقريب، من بعيد أبعدته البلاد والديار ونأت به الأوطان، وقريب إليك يراك ويشهدك في كل حال. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. Prayers and salutations are upon you, O Messenger of Allah. From far and from close. From far in distance and from close in witnessing. Brothers and sisters, in the beginning of this talk, I would like to request every one of you to close their eyes and imagine that you see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If not, imagine that he sees you sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, without this connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we wouldn't enjoy our ibadah and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the center of our life. We need to train to witness him in every minute of our life, from morning till evening and from evening till morning. And I will give you some useful and practical steps to reach that point through some training. But if any one of us is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is not witnessing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, I would tell you, you have not yet tasted the pleasure of ta'a and ibadah and the sweetness of iman. It comes through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A key point is Al-Bishara, the good news coming always, as we read in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, at the words and the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whatever calamities come around and visit us, we find solace, we find shelter, mercy, we find all pleasure in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and in his beautiful words bringing us the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the channel up and the channel down. Any of our works going up to the heavens go through him. And any transcendence of any meaning of ta'a or ibadah or any pleasure or even of any favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us comes only through him. Anything coming from up comes through him to us. Anything going from us to the heavens goes through him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. No wonder, brothers and sisters, we can understand words of great men of Allah, such as Al-Imam Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi and several others who were allowed to speak and express their own spiritual states when they said, had Rasulullah been absent from my eyesight for one moment, I wouldn't consider myself a believer. If Rasulullah is absent from my eyesight for one moment, I wouldn't consider myself a believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, brothers and sisters, is our master and the model we follow. And our topic tonight is the purification of the heart, as I was informed. And I'm very happy that finally you've come to speak about the purification of the heart and devote some time to the spiritual dimension in our societies and in our inner beings. However, if anyone thinks that the purification of the heart, this process, can be done without Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they should know they are wrong. If someone thinks that this subject does not include talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should know that they are erroneous, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the model for us, and he is the one who laid down the rules for the purification of the heart. He's the one who opened for us the way to travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, let us take some nur from him. Let us connect our hearts with him before we continue our journey, if not in this life, at least in this talk for these moments. If we could close our eyes and imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in front of us, in order to be able to visualize his character, we need to have studied, have known his description. If not, you can bring some visions in front of your eyes which could help you, such as the vision of his blessed shrine, or at least the vision of his written name, Muhammad, with the four blessed letters, Mim, Ha, Mim, Dal. Close your eyes and imagine that you're standing before him. You see him. Bring the best form of adab, which stems from the heart, because the center of adab is the heart. When the heart is full of adab and awe, then the members of the body have to obey the heart.